the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast episode, I'm actually recording us on the new USB Yeti microphone, so hopefully it sounds pretty good for you. It is a very sensitive microphone, which doesn't mean it gets upset very easy. It just means that it picks up everything. So if there's cars passing, birds twittering, whatever, bubbles in my drink popping, it's not champagne, it's just a soft drink, then it will pick it up. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. In this session, what I wanted to talk to you today about was a question that was asked about websites. And so it's a person who started up a new business, and this was a question they asked. Do I need a website, a Facebook page, or a squeeze page? And you know what? The answer, as with all good answers, are that it depends. So it does. It just truly depends on who you are, what your business is, what your product is, how quick you want to make some money. Like, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous because it's like, well, obviously I want to make money like straight away. And okay, so let's deal with that then. If you want to make money straight away, what have you got a website for? A website really is a bit old school these days. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, right? Because obviously you need a website. I've got a website. It's updated regularly. It's got loads of funky stuff on there, including all these podcasts and videos. We've even got video shows on there now, which is from our Facebook live feed, which is amazing. But If we were wanting to sell somebody something, we don't really send them to the website because that's not what it's there for. The website really is for someone to, you know, they'll do a bit of research on you, find out a bit more, find out some product information, drill down into that information and be able to make a buying decision from that. But and also suppose maybe from an SEO point of view, a search engine optimization point of view, people are going to go out and find you on that as well. But that's very year 2000-y for me. We're not in that year. We're in 2016 and things have moved on. I've just installed an app which I discovered this weekend by, first of all, Gary Vee mentioned it on one of his podcasts and I thought, I wonder what that is. So I had a look and I asked the kids if they knew about it because I've just come off a kids weekend and it's an app called music.ly, Musical.ly. So I asked them, I said, do you know this app? And they're like, oh, we love that app. So we installed it for them. And there's all sorts of internet security issues where kids are concerned, as far as I'm concerned, that I was worried about. But it seems all right, and I keep an eye on it and so on. But on this website, on this app, what happens is basically you lip sync to your favourite songs, and then you post them, and everybody likes it, and everybody comments, and it's a very nice, happy little place. It's wonderful. I am a little bit worried about, you know, I've got two girls, 11 and 8, so obviously I'm worried as a father from that point of view, so keep an eye on it. But what amazed me, I've installed it on my phone and I've marked it all as private just so I can keep an eye on the kids. And what's amazed me is that already, like I installed it maybe an hour or two ago and I got like three or four people wanting to follow me. And I have to authorise them and I'm not going to because I'm not going to be lip syncing. I know you're greatly disappointed about that, but I'm not really going to be lip syncing to any of my favourite videos. So I might do one or two just for fun. But I might have to be very drunk to do that. But I just thought it was absolutely amazing. It's representative of the days and times in which we live. In that, if you want a new, if you've got a new product, depending on what your new product is, an app like Musical.ly might actually be better for you. Believe it or not, Gary Vee was suggesting that one of the guys who was on his show is a chef in New York, was that he actually does cooking to some of the music and puts it through Musical.ly. And I just thought, that's absolutely phenomenally amazing. Who would have thought something like that? An entertainment platform such as that. It's got millions and millions and millions of subscribers. There's a motorbike going past. Of millions and millions of subscribers going onto it. And actually, that would be a great place for you to actually be for your product and for your company. So when we think about that, we go back to boring old websites. Oh my gosh. Like, who goes on a website? The most popular website that people go to. And there's a car with a squeaky wheel. We're getting them all today, aren't we? A helicopter will be next, and then a plane, and then a speedboat. So, like, a website is like, no one visits them anymore. I mean, they do, but only to check you out to make sure you actually exist and you've got content and so on. And maybe they find them on SEO. But I tell you where people are. People are on Facebook, on Twitter, We're going to these places more and more and more. The one Musical.ly, the app I've just been talking about. Now, in marketing, we've got a saying, which is fish where the fish are. Now, if you're fishing for SEO, like there is a place for SEO, but it's not number one anymore. There was a time 10, 15 years ago, that number used to be number one. We'd put all our marketing efforts into that. We used to drive 25 to 30,000 people every single month to my lettings agency website, which is phenomenal. But we don't live in those days anymore. We live in a Facebook world. Facebook is catching up very quickly to YouTube in terms of minutes of video consumed. And so why do you think everyone's making this move to Facebook Live, where you can actually engage with the people? I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk, for example, he'll put something out on Twitter saying, right, I've got 8 minutes, give me your cell phone and I'll give you 8 minutes of my time. First person who does it gets it. And he gets all these phone numbers and he picks one and he goes and helps a person for 8 minutes. Like, we're in this time now of engagement. Imagine putting that on your website, right? You'd be waiting 5 days for someone to pick up the phone and text you. But it wouldn't be able to be done. So where are your visitors coming from? Where's your audience? Is it Facebook page? Is it Twitter? Is it SEO? Is it Facebook Live? Is it Musical.ly? Is it Periscope? And the answer to that question is yes. It's all of those. So you've got to get out on all of them. So the question is, which one do I do first? Well, and that's where the problem becomes. Because, so let me give you three examples. So you've got a website. You can have a website that's a little bit more slower. Hopefully we'll go into your sales funnel and so on. What you really want, if you want to make sales quickly, is you really want to be driving people to a squeeze page. So a squeeze page basically is just one sheet, just one web page. And on that web page, it's got a headline, maybe a video, but it's got one specific call to action for you to do something. Now that could be just enter your email address, but usually it's something like watch this webinar replay or watch this video. And then a countdown clock will come on. And you've got less than 24 hours to make your decision. There's the scarcity, you see. And so the squeeze page, if you're wanting to sell, can work very, very well. Whereas a website allows a person to be in control. And really, when you've got someone going to watch your content, you really want to be in control of what they do next. Because if you can help them make the decision to purchase your product, as long as it helps them get to where they want to get to, then that's a win-win situation. So you win because you've now gained a customer, and they win because they get to use your product, which is going to solve their problem. So like on a Facebook page, can you do that? Maybe it's a bit more engagement, I suppose. But sometimes you can have too much engagement in that, you know, when you're in a face-to-face situation with somebody and you're wanting to sell them something, they're giving you all these signals that they want to buy, but you just keep selling and selling and selling. So you can oversell, and that can be one of the dangers. So it depends on what it is that you've got. So let's say you're a plumbing business, right? If you're a plumbing business, what do you have? Facebook page first, web page or website first, or a squeeze page. Well, actually, a plumbing business, when are people going to phone you in a plumbing business? Usually it's when they've got a problem, right? So it could be, how are they going to solve that problem? Well, usually they're going to go online and they're going to put gas boiler repair Bristol, let's say. Now, if you're not coming up for that keyword, then you're going to miss out on that opportunity. So actually, having a website that, so you use Google pay-per-click, you advertise for that keyword, and then you have an advert that says, I don't know, free call out, call this number now and get an instant response. Right there. I mean, we haven't even got to the website on that advert. They might not even click the advert, right? Because you've just given them a phone number. That's all they're after. And it's very relevant. It's very now. It'll save you a fortune on clicks. And it can be a way for you to not have to pay Google in order to get that advert out there. Just your name and your number. Got a problem. We can solve it. Or if you've got like a leaky tap, let's use the old leaky tap. So a leaky tap, Bristol. And that's what someone types. So then imagine if you bring up an advert that says, have you got a leaky tap in Bristol? Call us now on 0800. Well, they're going to call you, aren't they? So actually, before we even get to Facebook, before we even get to a squeeze page, before we even get to a website, they've already got your phone number and are about to dial. So it just depends what your business is. Let's pick another business. Let's say that you're a florist, because a florist isn't as urgent as a plumber and a leaky pipe or a leaky tap or a boiler that's broken down. But maybe, you know, you're wanting to pick a florist because Valentine's Day is coming up. So yeah, what would you do? You'd go to Google on that one. If I've got a question on go to webinar or podcasting or any of these internet marketing technological type questions. I won't even go to Google. There's a Facebook group called Internet Marketing Super Friends on Facebook. That's exactly where I go, and I sometimes comment in there, and there's lots of amazing people in there as well, with some idiots as usual. But actually, I won't even go to Google. So maybe if I was in that group and I provided podcasting services, for example, which we do to some extent, we show people how to make podcasts and so on, and someone says, I don't know how to make a podcast, then I can go on, speak to them directly, message them saying, well, actually, we do some podcast training. Maybe you'd like to sign up for that. It's cheap anyway, it's 100 quid. You can sign up for that and get going with it. So that might happen, right? So again, that's not a website. That's not even a Facebook page. It's not a squeeze page. So the answer is it really depends. So it's up to you in terms of which one you want to go for. If you've got a product launch, right, a website isn't going to cut it because it takes ages for your website to get entrenched on Google and to start driving traffic. You need some pay-per-click. That pay-per-click can be Facebook ads, possibly. It can be Google pay-per-click. It can be on Twitter. It can be LinkedIn. And again, it depends on the type of advert and the type of demographic that you're going for that will determine which advertising medium you actually decide to use. But if you've got a product launch, there's nothing better than a squeeze page. So let's say that you've got a brand new pen and it's an amazing pen and you can erase the ink. Let's just say you've developed that pen. I just made that up. That's an awesome invention, I'm sure, for writing checks and scribbling it out afterwards. So let's say you've made that invention and then you want to target people who that would be useful for. It's probably not a great example, but we'll go with it. So let's say that you want to target accountants for that specific pen. Well, you'd be able to do that. Would a website, just building a website, would that do it? Well, it might do if you use Google pay-per-click. But what you're best doing really is a squeeze page with a video about how great that pen is and about why now is the time to buy and how it's a limited edition and limited run and only 100 available at $5.99 or what, $29.99, whatever it happens to be. And so that would be a good way in which for you to do it. That'd be an awesome way to do it. So from that point of view, would a Facebook page work? Not really. It'd take too long to get people to like the page and then engage. What about a website? Again, it'd take too long. But a squeeze page, almost instantaneous. But again, that's because it's a product launch, and product launches are, by its nature, instantaneous, right? What if you're a house builder? Do you think a squeeze page on a house builder, you know, a £200,000 house, come and buy this house, 24-hour countdown clock, that's not really going to work. But a website, now that would work. Do you see the difference? So it's sometimes about what the end product is and what the price point is that will determine that. But let's face it, there's nothing better than having a website, a Facebook page, and squeeze pages that you drive traffic to. When you've driven traffic to the squeeze pages and you get their email address and they'll watch your little videos or whatever, they can then go on your website and keep up to date with all the extra information because you've now got the email address and you can start to email them. I've seen people and they've got a website and I go, they've got a website address. So I'll say, what's your website address? They'll go, it's not ready yet. What do you mean it's not ready? Yeah, we're putting content together now. How long have you been doing that for? About 3 or 4 weeks. What? Oh, shove some content up there, for goodness sake, man. Get something on there. You're doing yourself such a big disservice. If you've got a website right now that you use and you go, oh, well, don't look at it because it's not quite ready. What are you doing? Change your website into a squeeze page and at least have a call to action so you're getting people's email addresses. Yeah, our fabulous pen where you can erase the ink, the website's not quite ready. That's fine. So what we'll do is we'll put up a one-page squeeze page with a video that says coming soon in 28 days and you have a countdown for 28 days, 27 days, 26 days. And then you've got a launch date. You've got a launch on that particular day and people can put pre-orders in. You could even sell the pen before you've even made the pen. That's how crowdfunding works. I'm sure you've seen these websites. You have a really funky video for a product that yet doesn't exist. And then they raise money based upon what they are hoping the product will look like when its money has been raised and they can release that product. So, a website, a Facebook page, or a squeeze page? The answer is, it depends. Depends on how much your product is, depends on how much trust you need, depends on how quickly you need to make those sales. But there's nothing like getting all three in place. It's like everything, you know, like Twitter. Do I need to be on Twitter? Yes. Instagram? Yeah. Pinterest? Yeah. Musically, absolutely. Periscope, yep. Meerkat, of course. Facebook Live, yup. Google Hangouts, why not? YouTube, of course you do. Website, yep. That's an awful lot of work. And unless you're going to be really conscious in developing that stuff, even if, for example, you know, like podcast, I forgot podcast out of that. Should I have a podcast? Yep. Just take an hour out of every day. Like on like I use Hootsuite, for example. So on Hootsuite, I can schedule social media posts to go out on all my social media channels, and I can schedule that to a month in advance. And that's what I do. I'll spend an hour and I'll start scheduling content. And I use another product called Post Planner that allows me to schedule awesome content through my Facebook page specifically. And it schedules that four times a day. I go out and it helps me find some really great content that I think my viewers would want to watch on my Facebook page. And it sends it out. We get likes, we get into discussion about when people share them. So if you just spent an hour a day, so an hour doing a video, an hour doing a podcast, an hour creating your Facebook page and getting people engaged on it, an hour on Twitter where you can schedule things, an hour on Hootsuite where you're scheduling your whole social media map, an hour doing Facebook Live, an hour doing YouTube. That's 1 hour a day, 5 days a week. That's 20 different mechanisms to get your message out there. You're going to start getting some results. We don't live in this world now where you can simply... I mean, by the way, we've not even mentioned TV, radio, newspaper, marketing, leaflets. We haven't mentioned any of those. It's a mix. That's why we call it a marketing mix, and that's what you need to start implementing. So look, I hope that's useful for you. The car with the squeaky wheels just going back. Maybe it's just doing the rounds. I don't know what's going on there, but anyway. The microphone picks up everything, doesn't it? So I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto, and if you've got any questions on that, or anything else, in fact, that we've covered in this podcast, then come and have a word. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.